Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks with real data and no fluff. Today we're diving deep into 3M, the industrial conglomerate that's been making moves lately after a strong Q2 earnings beat. Let's get right into it. 3M has been navigating a tough stretch with restructuring and portfolio shifts, but the latest quarter shows some real momentum in adjusted earnings and free cash flow. Shares popped nearly 9% right after the report, and the company raised its full-year guidance, which tells us management sees better visibility ahead. At its core, 3M operates across four big segments: safety and industrial, transportation and electronics, consumer, and a smaller corporate piece. The company has been streamlining, selling off the food safety business, and focusing on higher-margin areas like personal protective equipment and electronics materials. With about 60,000 employees worldwide and a century-plus history, it's a mature compounder that generates steady cash even when growth is modest. Looking at the latest annual revenue breakdown, safety and industrial brought in roughly $11.4 billion, transportation and electronics about $8.3 billion, consumer around $4.9 billion, and the rest is corporate. Geographically, the Americas dominate at about $13.6 billion, with Asia-Pacific and EMEA splitting the rest. That mix gives 3M decent diversification, though it's still sensitive to industrial cycles and raw material costs. On the earnings front, Q2 adjusted EPS came in at 2.42, beating estimates by 16 cents and up 11% year-over-year. GAAP sales rose 2.4% to $6.5 billion, and the company lifted its full-year adjusted EPS outlook to a range of 8.80 to 8.95. Operating margins held up reasonably well despite some cost pressures, and free cash flow remained strong at over $1 billion in the quarter. Those numbers show the restructuring is starting to pay off. Management commentary from the recent earnings discussion highlighted continued focus on operational efficiency, automation investments, and portfolio reshaping. They emphasized that the business is becoming leaner and more predictable, with margin expansion expected to continue as the company exits lower return lines and doubles down on safety and electronics applications. From the balance sheet and cash flow statements, 3M shows a current ratio near 1.6 and solid free cash flow yield around 2.5%. Net profit margins have recovered nicely from the big 2023 charge, and the company continues to return cash through dividends and buybacks while keeping leverage manageable. Those metrics paint a picture of a stable cash machine rather than a high-growth story. For the valuation setup, we used a forward PE model with high confidence, supported by a DCF lens. The approach fits well because 3M is a mature compounder with analyst estimates available and a long history of positive free cash flow. The model puts fair value somewhere around $150, while the stock is trading around $160. What drives that number are the forward earnings trajectory, a normalized multiple in the high teens reflecting slower growth, and assumptions around share count reduction and cash conversion. Keep in mind that changing growth or discount rate inputs can swing the outcome quite a bit. If you disagree with our assumptions, plug in your own numbers on the intrinsic value calculator at marketsnap.com. On the strength side, 3M boasts strong brand recognition, diversified end markets, and reliable cash generation. Weaknesses include exposure to cyclical industrial demand and ongoing litigation overhang from legacy products. Opportunities lie in air filtration demand from wildfires and electronics recovery, while threats range from raw material inflation to increased competition in safety products. Over the past year, the stock is up a modest 4%, lagging the broader industrials sector. The three-month performance shows a 5% gain, but longer-term five-year returns have been negative as the company worked through restructuring. Short-term momentum looks positive after the earnings pop, though traders should watch for any pullback toward the $150 zone. My take is that 3M is fairly valued at current levels and probably not screaming buy or sell. The raised guidance is encouraging, but growth remains modest, so I'd rather wait for a deeper pullback before adding. If you're already long, the dividend and cash flow provide a decent cushion while the turnaround plays out. That's the full picture on 3M for now. Thanks for watching. drop your thoughts in the comments, and hit subscribe for more in-depth analysis every week. See you next time.